Calling the Whitney Town Advisory Board meeting for December 16th to order. Let's all please start by standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have all members in attendance, and do we have any county staff introductions?
Greg Servin, Department of Conference of Planning.
Debbie Bowles, Community Service Specialist, Commissioner Gates and Paul.
Okay, great, thank you. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front of the room, if clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Item number 3 is the approval of the minutes for December 2nd, 2021.
I move to approve the exception of the general business. The cancellation of the December meeting should be the 29th, not the 9th.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve with the change to the date on the deletion to the 29th of December. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We have item number 4, approval of the agenda for tonight, December 16th, 2021.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion for approval of the agenda for December 16th, today's agenda.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? All right, good. And informational items. Any informational items?
None.
All right, we are on to planning and zoning. Item number 1, ZC210632, Duck Creek Apartments LLC, zone changes for the following. Reclassify 1.6 acres from a C2 general commercial zone to an R5 apartment residential zone, and 2, reclassify 1.1 acres from an R3 multiple family residential zone to an R5 apartment zone residential. Waiver of development standards to reduce the front setback. Design reviews for the following. 1, multiple family residential development on 1.6 acres in an R5 apartment residential zone. 2, multiple family residential development on a 1.1 acres in an R2 apartment residential zone. 3, modifications to an existing multiple family residential development on 20.2 acres in an R3 multiple family residential zone. And 4, finished grade on 2.7 acres in an R5 apartment residential zone, generally located on the northeast side of Boulder Highway, 575 feet. Northwest of Russell Road with Emma Whitney. Do we have an applicant?
Yes, John Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, Frank, King, 80, Festival Plaza Drive, and an applicant.
Okay, go ahead, please.
So what we have here is an addition to an existing multifamily development on Boulder Highway. So as you look at the overhead, what we're looking at is the top corner piece, 1.6 acres, and what would be the bottom piece along Boulder Highway as well as 1.1 acres. And that would be in addition to the 20 plus acres that are currently that are zoned as well. And that 20.2 acres currently has 363 units. So the two sites, the triangular piece is currently zoned C2, and site 2, as we call it, the rectangular piece is currently zoned R3, and we're seeking R5 for both of those. It's a conforming zone change. As you pull up the second sheet, you'll be able to see everything is commercial tourist there, master plan, and then obviously the zoning itself. In and around there, you can see that there's R5 already just to the southeast of it, as well as if you're falling off the map to the south, you'll see another much larger R5 development. It meets the following comprehensive policy goals and plans with RTC plans and transit Goal number two, having a mix of commercial and multifamily in the area. Goal number seven, housing alternatives meeting arranged lifestyles. Growth management policy number one, encouraging development infill parcels where there are services present. Urban specific policy two, maximizing the infill where transit is accessible and infrastructure available. Urban policy 57, locating multifamily or transit. So why it's conforming, it obviously also meets with a vast number of the goals and policies of the county. There's also a waiver of development standard. It's for the triangular piece, and it's for the front setback along Boulder Highway. And it's 15 feet where 20 feet would otherwise be required. It's mainly for the pop-out balconies and things of that nature. Where there are no balconies, it would be just about up to 20 foot. And in addition, the property yard has another 20 foot right-of-way before the sidewalk. So you're really going to be 30 feet away from any offsites, or 35 feet away from any offsites from the property. Boulder Highway is 200 arterial. You know, if you're ever going to have an area that you wouldn't worry as much about the setback, that you're actually getting all of that as well. Staff supports this waiver, and it failed to mention the staff also supported the conforming zone change. So there's four design reviews. The first is for the triangular piece, and that's a 54-unit multi-family development. There would be 8 studio units and 46 one-bedrooms. The setbacks, as I mentioned, 15 is the one that would require the waiver on the front. On the southwest side of it, it's 68 feet, and then on on the north side, it's 68 feet, where it lets the adjoining neighbor, and then where it's part of the same development, it's 70 feet on the south side. The design would be, in continuing with that neighborhood, painted stucco, decorative metal railings. It's going to have stone veneer accents. It's a three-story building with the tallest pitch being 39 feet, but again, this is using a pitched tile roof, and it's really the pitch of the roof that will get you to the tallest portions of that. It has the required parking, required 80, has 80. We'll use the existing amenities of the neighborhood. Has a 15-foot landscape buffer along Boulder Highway, a 12-foot intense landscape buffer along the north where it adjoins the other property, the neighborhood property, and then interior landscaping in the parking as required. The open space required for this parcel would be 5,400 square feet, and it's providing 8,845. So again, it has additional staff recommends approval, complies with urban specific policies 51, based on the amenities, 53 for the appropriate height for the area, and 57 located near transit. And the appropriate height is obviously, anytime you get near an arterial like Boulder, that's where you want to allow something to get more elevated in height as opposed to a more rural area. Number two, essentially the same multifamily site put on too. A lot of it is similar, right? So I won't go through the use of materials and things, but this is 32 units, 3 studio, 18 one-bedroom, and 11 two-bedroom units here. Setbacks, 47 feet to the southwest, 18 to the northwest, 50 to the northeast, and 80 to the southeast, none of that requiring a waiver. Parking is adequate, 54 spots where 54 is required, and the open space is 3,200 square feet required and 4,116 provided. Again, staff recommends approval of this, and it meets those same 51, 53, and 57 goals and policies. The third design review is for the modification of an existing 363 unit. So the parking, as you'll be able to see from the sheet here with the design, on the triangular piece, it will have an entrance directly at ingress egress on the Boulder Highway, and it will also have an ingress egress into the neighborhood. And it's that taking down of the wall that's essentially this modification. It's not taking down any open space otherwise, it's just going to connect into drive aisles that are already there, so it's not really impeding anything. The smaller piece will only connect into the neighborhood, and then it will have a crash gate onto the Boulder Highway. So it's only the removal of walls and adding dry aisles that connect the site. Staff again recommends approval for that as well. And the final one is an increased finish grade of 42 inches, where 18 inches is permitted by section 303204. Staff recommends approval. It's to accommodate grading and to comply with ADA requirements for the two reasons for it. So with that, I will take any questions after the public and the chance to speak on that.
Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak to this item? I'm closing this to the public. I'm now opening this up to the board.
When you say there's access off of Boulder, so is this gated or is this private?
So the whole neighborhood is not gated. Okay. So the existing neighborhood is not either. So on that triangular piece, you can see the entrance exit going out onto Boulder Highway. That would not be gated. And then the down towards, as you're looking at that, what would be the top right, you can see where it's entering into the neighborhood itself.
Right, okay. And then on the lower piece?
On the smaller piece, that would be gated because it's a crash gate. So it's only out for that, and then its main entrance exit is into the neighborhood itself.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Good.
Okay.
Jerry? No, I don't have any questions. I have possibly a request. When do you expect to start this project after you get your, what's your time frame?
I think the time frame is immediate, but
okay.
As you know, we got to go through this entitlement process.
No, that part I know, yeah. But I mean, it's going to be
definitely not a delay. I mean, okay. Anybody who's building multifamily right now wants to be open as soon as possible. It could be a hotter market for it. So.
Exactly. That's it. I just, that's fine. I had to.
The unit makeup is consistent with what else is there?
I didn't have that information. I should. I'm filling in for a colleague of mine.
Okay.
I didn't have it. I believe so, but it's certainly for what people are asking for now. You're getting so many young, first-time working people, so it's less families, which probably for the neighbors they'll be happy will mean less demand on some of the amenity utilities than the larger units that are more family driven. So here you have the vast majority are one bedroom, and then only a few studios in the triangular piece, and then some studios and two bedrooms in that rectangular piece.
Yeah, and that leads into my second. So they looked at the amenities, the pool and stuff. Is it overcrowded now, or will this add? Have they looked at if that will add too many people to those current amenities?
The developer didn't think so, and staff didn't think so. They both considered those existing amenities to be an add, right? So it included in staff's report, you'll see within the goals and policies that the amenities within here are one of the things that were complemented for the project. But obviously, there'll be more people than there are today using the same amount, so there certainly will be some additional impact.
Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion?
Did you open it up to the public?
Yeah.
Yes,
you
did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have?
Should I check my name?
Oh, well, I opened it up to the public and you didn't.
And I didn't answer at that time.
Okay, that's fine. Well, let's go ahead and open it back up if you want to make sure.
Do I understand?
Yes, please, and state your name so she can.
Sure. My name is Regina Connor. You need my address? Conner. And the address is 1600 Berthelot Lane. And I can write it down for you later if you like.
No, as long as it's on the recorder, you're fine.
Oh, okay. 1600 Berthelot Lane in Las Vegas, about 89122. So this is here. Question I have for you is, how large is the actual dimensions of the street? And would you have garden, you have garbage going down the street, would that be, you have enough access for garbage and also garage space, if there are any garages? If it's a single family, there's probably no garages, so you're going to have people also parking on the street. So how is the access going to be?
Well, so from a parking standpoint, maybe first. There's calculations done depending on size of units as to what parking is required. And in both the triangular and the rectangular piece, it would be all the parking that county would be required for the for the project. Your eyes are going to have to be better than mine to read most of that. And then the location for trash for the project, et cetera, is all then designed and approved by staff as well.
Okay. But the question is, you're eliminating the frontage. So the question I have is, now you have trash day, you have people parking, is there enough turnaround? Because what I looked at before, there wasn't that much space, and you're just going to have a lot of congestion since you have single parking, a single unit to parking.
So using the overhead possibly here. So on this property, it's only going to exit and enter back into the neighborhood and out, so it'll have the same entrance as what's there existing. With the triangular piece, here's the very north, it's going to have a separate entrance on the Boulder. So this will be the only change to what's considered access on the Boulder right now, which is a 200 foot right of way and certainly can accommodate the traffic of 50 units sitting here in the corner. Does that answer your question?
I have to, I would like to.
Well, I'll happily give you everything at the end. I just have to make sure I need to answer everyone's question.
Go ahead and thank you.
And it's apartment, so it has common trash of bins,
yep.
Right? Not, so there's not going to be.
Thank you.
Is that it, ma'am? Any other questions, ma'am? That? Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, now we'll go back to, does anyone want to make a motion?
Move to approve, including staff recommendations for ZC21-0632 Duck Creek Apartment LLC.
Okay, we have a motion to approve with staff conditions the zone changes, waiver of development standards, and design review. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. It is carried. Thank you so much.
If you want, I'll take them all away if you want to keep it.
You can keep it.
You want to take them to your next meeting?
You have.
Pardon?
The next meeting. You're going to have.
Well, at every other level, we're now under a. You know, you're under a. Overhead,
that's
so we don't present them to everybody because you end up only overhead.
That's the next level.
Yeah,
we don't qualify.
We are now on to item number 7, general business. We don't have any. Anyone have anything on the board? No? All right. Number 8, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of or the board by majority vote. Do you have any general comments by the general public? Seeing none? All right, our next meeting is scheduled for December 30th. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.